ordered a tshuva from the Koheles Yankif, by the author of the Mishkanes Yankif, where he speaks about there was a dintar between the two publishing firms, that the first publisher got a cherem from the Rabbanim, no one's allowed to reprint the Shas in the next 5 years. And then the first publisher sold all the copies that he had in 3 years. And then he sold everything out. So the other publishing firm said, Shine, he sold everything out, so there's no longer any cherem. So the first one said, no one else is allowed to print the Saloy Plug Rabbanim. The whole reason why they used to give a cherem, no one's allowed to print for 5 years, is that the first publisher should be able to break even, make enough profit that it should pay for him to encourage publishers to publish Sfarim, to publish Gemaras. If someone else is going to reprint within a couple of years, then the first guy laid out so much money, he's going to lose all of his money, so he won't want to publish any more Sfarim. So we want to be mechazik people that they should publish. But over here, the guy sold out all the Sfarim, so the whole reason for the cherem doesn't apply. But they never said that in the cherem. They never said in the cherem, no one else is allowed to print within 5 years because we think it may take 5 years until it'll make enough profit that it should pay for him. They didn't say that explicitly. They just wrote a cherem and they didn't give a reason. So the Mishkanes Yankif was of the opinion, that's the first two tshuvas in Chelek Choshem Mishpat, in the collection of tshuvas that's called Koheles Yankif, the same author. So he says that since this cherem is Bakira's Dov Min HaTorah, you're holding people back from printing Gemaras. It's a mitzvah to print Gemaras. Everyone should print Gemaras. But you're holding people back because it's Akira's Dov Min HaTorah, because you're gonna discourage people from trying to print. If people are going to be able to chapois within a couple of years, and the other guy's going to be left with all of his volumes that he's printed, he didn't even break even yet. He laid out money, didn't even break even yet. So he says, since this is a cherem, not to print within 5 years is a cherem, Bakira's Dov Min HaTorah, so it's self-understood that you have to have the Tamak Zer incorporated into the Nusach HaGzer. And he explains that there is a machlokes HaTanoim, Rab Shimon and the Rabbanon, whether Darshin in time of the Krod or Darshin in time of the Krod. Torah says, L'Sachvel Begin Almana. And the Gemara says, what in the world is the reason? Why L'Sachvel Begin Almana? How come you're not allowed to take a Beged of an Almana as a Mashkin? Why? The Gemara said, must be, all the Tanaim agree, must be, Atamasi Hashem Rabbi Shechina Seh, that the original din was intended for Almana Aniyah, that she's going to, whatever beggar you're going to take her, let's say you're going to lend her $10,000, so then you'll want to take her beggar as a mashkin. So in the daytime she needs the beggar in order to go to work, to earn some money. So in the daytime I'm going to give her back her beggar and I'll say I want back your pajamas. Nighttime she needs the pajamas, I have to give her back the pajamas and I want to take a different mashkin. So I want to take the ksus yom. She doesn't have so many things to give as a mashkin. So either she'll give the ksus yom or the ksus laila. So visualize what's going to happen. The wealthy man, the woman, the almana, is going to call him up at 12 o'clock at night. She wants to go to sleep. She wants back her pajamas. So he's going to walk in the street with her pajamas. Then he's going to say, going to knock on the door. Then he's going to say, but I want a mashkin back overnight. You may disappear. So she's going to give him her ksusio. So she's going to have to undress behind the door. She's standing undressed behind the door. She's giving out her ksus yom. He's giving her the pajamas. Then in the morning, she wakes up. She has to get dressed. She has to go to work to make some money. So she's going to take off her pajamas, give him through the crack in the door the pajamas. He's going to give her ksus yom. So all the neighbors are going to say that the man is abusing her, that the wealthy man probably is mizana with the woman. He's walking in the street with her pajamas in the daytime, walking at night with her dress in the nighttime. It's going to be a scandal. But if the woman is Mrs. Gimbel's, Mrs. Macy's, an almana, and she gives 20,000 dresses as a mashkin, that's not l'safal begin almana. The whole reason for the din in the Torah, l'safal begin almana, zatam asiyah shayim rabbi shechein aseh, because he's going to have to give back to ksus yom mayom, ksus lala balayla. So it's self-understood that the reason only applies if she's an almana aniyah. She's an almana ashir, the whole reason for the prohibition doesn't apply. So the prohibition doesn't apply. So that's Reb Shimon holds, and the Rabbanon disagree. They say no. You're right, that's the reason. But loy dashin in time of the crow. The time of the crow is not from the Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Bem. that it should regulate the application of the mitzvahs, even in a situation where the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah still applies. But this they would all agree. If you have a mitzvah in the Chumash, where it gives the reason right next to the mitzvah, it says, Kisro lachem es hashira hazois, v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fim. You should write a Sefer Torah, and it says the reason why is that you should learn from it. So that's what the Rosh, the Tur, and you're there, quotes from the Rosh, that b'zman hazeh nobody learns from a Sefer Torah. Everybody learns from printed svarim. Everybody learns from written books. No one opens up the Sefer Torah to learn. So the Rosh says that b'zman hazeh, you're not yotze in the mitzvah of k'siv a Sefer Torah by writing a Sefer Torah. You're only yotze by having a library. Whatever it means, a library in every generation. A library means svarim that you're going to use. Or it says, gives the reason for the prohibition. So Gemara says, Ish darka lekadem, ish ein darka lekadem. It was only expected of the men that they should come out. They were cousins of Bnei Yisrael. So they should have helped us out when we were traveling in the Midbar, when we left Mitzrayim, and they didn't help us out. So that's what the Torah prohibits, that we're not allowed to marry Amoinim. But Amoinim is not included in the prohibition, because the Torah writes the reason for the Issa. According to one Tana, it says, Layabal Anoshim Layasos Levova. The Melech is not allowed to have more than 18 wives, because Layasos Levova. That's how one Tana reads it. Layasos Levova is the reason for Layabal Anoshim. So he says, what if she's there, Afruma? The 19th wife is a very, very firm girl. It's not going to happen. Le'asos levavim, not going to happen because of her. She's going to be mechazikin and shmiras hamitzvah. So then the whole prohibition doesn't apply. We happen not to pass like that because we read the pasuk differently. Le'aber la'noshim semicolon. You're not allowed to have 18, more than 18 wives. Period. Le'asos levavim, not allowed to even marry one wife if she's not a fruma. If that's a concern, it's going to be me'asos levavim. But we don't read it, Le'asos Levava, as the reason for Le'abel HaNoshim. We read it as a separate sentence, two separate sentences. Even though it's in one pasuk, it's not the time of the crow. So that's what the Mishkan, that's what the Kaelis Yankiv writes. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there, I see Tikkun. All the Takonas, the Rabbanon, are patterned after Dinim, there I see. On the level of there I see, you have two kinds of Dinim. You have every pasuk in the Chumash, every mitzvah, from all the targumets, everything has a reason. And the Tanaim can establish the reasons, like La Begel, La Sachvel, Begel Amona. They establish Atamasiya, Shem Rabbi Shchein Asel. So the Shaila is whether you say that it's a Loi Plug or not. So on the level of the Raisa, sometimes you do say Loi Plug, sometimes not. Whenever the Tam Had Mitzvah is incorporated, it says Halonas Ameis. How does it say? Kavatik Brahma Kikilos Elikim Toloi. It says it's a bizoyan of kavod. It's a bizoyan. Man was created, but tzelem alakim over banim lamakim. So it's kilos alakim. It's a bizoyan to the tzelem alakim that the person has to leave him over till tomorrow. But if he lineu lechvodo, then it's mutar, because the Torah writes the reason next to the prohibition. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the prohibition doesn't arise. But this is in Gansen. How many mitzvahs are there? Three or four or five mitzvahs. The other 600 and the other 610 mitzvahs, the Torah doesn't give the reason. We can figure out on our own what the reason is, but the Torah doesn't say the reason. So whenever the Torah writes the reason next to the prohibition, then we say whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. But whenever the Torah doesn't write the reason next to the mitzvah, then you assume that it's a loy plug rabbon. So that's what the Kaelis Yankiv writes. Called the tikkun rabbanon, came there, I said tikkun. The same thing, all the dinim the rabbanon. Whenever they incorporated the tam hagzeira into the nusach hagzeira, then whenever you have a situation where the Tam HaGzeirah doesn't apply, then the Nusach, then the Gzeirah doesn't apply. Whenever the Chachamim formulated the Gzeirah the Rabbanon Stoma, they have to have a reason to make a Gzeirah the Rabbanon. But the Ruba of the cases, 95% of the time, more than 95% of the time, they don't incorporate the Tam HaGzeirah into the Nusach HaGzeirah. They're not going to say why. The Rabbi, the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, in the Sugya of Gvina Sakum, that the Mishnah says one Tana wasn't there that day when they had he was invited to come to discuss the making of Gzeirah Gvinah Sakum. He wasn't there. So he asked, what's the reason why they asked Gvinah Sakum? So he said, we can't tell you. When the Chachamim make Gzeirah Rabbanon, we don't reveal the reason. Even though he was invited to come to the meeting, he wasn't able to come, so they didn't tell him the reason. Whenever they make Gzeirah Rabbanon, they don't reveal the reason for 12 months, for a whole year, in order that the people should first get used to observing the Gzeirah Rabbanon. They're going to say, Gzera Drabbanon was instituted because of this and this reason. So every Tom, Dick, and Harry will say, I'm intelligent enough, I'm learned enough to know what the concerns are. I don't need any Gzera Drabbanon. I have to observe Gzera Drabbanon. So Ruba de Ruba, 95% of the Gzera Drabbanon, they made as a loy pluk. Here and there, they incorporated the Tam Gzera into the Nusach Gzera. Whenever the Tam doesn't apply, Gzera doesn't apply. So just like on the level of the Raisa. So the only question is, but how do you know? How do you know which gzeris, what is there a klal? Which gzeris did they include the Tam HaGzera into the Nusach HaGzera? And when did they make it a loy pluk? So the Mishkan is Yankov says, yeah. He says that Rosh said, when the Rosh came to Spain and he saw they were wearing tzitzis and a beggar shal pishton, and he asked why the din is like Beishamai. So they explained to the Rosh, no, the din is like Beishamai, only if you live in a generation where there's tcheles, so you may fall in. You'll buy imitation tcheles, that's really fake, that's possible, klo ilon. And you're not yotze in the mitzvah of tcheles with that. And you'll put it into a beged shel pishton. And the strings that are tcheles have to be wool. So you're making shatnas, you're putting wool in. And it's unnecessary over here, you're violating shatnas unnecessarily. If it would have been tcheles, real bona fide tcheles, then it has to be davke wool. Imitation, it's just leyehei alalovan, just being yotze in the basic mitzvah tzitzis without the tcheles. So the basic mitzvah doesn't require that the strings in the beged shel pishton. Doesn't require that the strings have to be tzemer. The strings could have just as well been pishton. So there was no heter. So the rush and the tshuva that the Torah quotes and the tshuva is a rush, the same thing verbatim. So the rush and the tshuva writes, and this makes very good sense. And now he understands they're right. So the achronim say the Taz says the rush. Repeated, he writes, it's a little wordy, what the Rosh says, it's right what the Baal Batim said, because the Rosh was wondering what happened to the issue of Dovah Sheminyan, Tzoch Min Achalat Tirah, when the Gzera de Rabbanon was made in the days of Beishamai, that was the Machlekes Beishamai Bishil, this is one of the six cases where we pass like Beishamai. So when they made the Gzera de Rabbanon, there was a period of time when they did have Tcheles. So since the Rosh lives in a generation where Tcheles is not available, so all Gzera de Rabbanon doesn't apply, because the reason doesn't apply. They have a right to say that. Usually 95% of the Gzeres are a loy plug rabbanon. Even in a situation where the reason doesn't apply, even in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, nobody has any tcheles. So what are you worried about over here? So the Rosh is very wordy there. So the Taz says, the Rosh came to answer that kasha, let it be a dovish and a minyan, tzach minyan achalatir. Even if you live in a generation where the tcheles is not available, the whole reason for the Gzeres doesn't apply, the Gzeres still apply. The Gzera should still apply. Why did the Rosh agree with the Balabatim that the Gzera doesn't apply? So that's what the Mishkan Es Yaakov explains. He says, no, because this was Bakira's Dovah and Atayra. They tell you, we prohibit you from putting in tzitzis, period. And Beger Shal Pish, not allowed to put tzitzis at all. Not only Tcheles, you're not allowed to put, Lovin either. That's how Tosef learns Pshat. You're not allowed to put tzitzis at all. And a Beger Shal Pish, So the Mishkan Es Yaakov thinks this is the pshat in the Tshuvas HaRosh, that whenever the Gzera the Rabbanu was Ba'akira's Dov Menatar, they tell you, they prohibit you from fulfilling a mitzvah. They don't allow you to put in tzitzis at all in the beged. So this, such a Gzera must have been with the Tam HaGzera incorporated into the Nusach HaGzera. They have no right to make a Gzera. The Torah says you have to put tzitzis with the power vested in us as the rabbis, we prohibit you from putting on tzitzis. How can they say just the hepach from what it says in the Torah? So they have to say we prohibit you from putting tzitzis because we're afraid you're going to fall in, you're going to get stuck with a klo ilon, imitation tcheles, and you're going to be putting in shatnas and a beged shel pishton shelo tzarach. So whenever the gzera de rabbanon is bakiras dov min haTorah, they had no right to make it a loy plug rabban. They had to incorporate the tam gzera into the nusach gzera. And whenever the tam doesn't apply, so then the gzera doesn't apply. So we gave another mashal for this. There's a Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah Megillah says the kainim are mechuyev to duchen even if they are balmum. The dinners of balmum is not allowed to be makar karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash, but a balmum is chol bikotchi kotchim, and a balmum it's a pasuk in Chumash, and a balmum is obligated to duchen. So that came the Chachamim in the Mishnah. They made Gzera de Rabbon. Akoinu hazmumi b'pon of Yodav v'raglav hareza li'yises kapav. Not allowed to duchen. Why? Because of the concern that he may draw attention to people not used to seeing a person with four fingers on his hand. I have to hand his cut off, a chalila, something like that. Or he has his ear cut off so the people are going to stare at him. And you're not allowed to look at the hands of the Kohanim when they do it. So the Medek Zeret Abonon, Mishayesh Lamumit, Pono Yor Raglim, not allowed to do it. So during the lifetime of Rabbi Yosef Karo, they instituted the meaning that we have today, that the Kohanim cover the hands when they do it. Cover the face, they cover the hands. So there's nothing to see. Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Kesef Mishnah writes, he's not sure whether the din in the Mishnah still applies to Bizman Hazeh. Maybe since the whole reason for the Gzerah doesn't apply, maybe the whole Gzerah doesn't apply, and Mishayesh Lamumin is allowed to do it. By the time he wrote the Kesef Mishnah first. By the time he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he already decided Lahakel, and he writes in the Shulchan Aruch that the whole din doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh because the Kohanim cover the hands. So it's the Chapela. Why don't you say it's a Dovish of Minyan, Tzachin Yenachal Atira? Whenever the Chachamim made a Gzerah Derabbanan because of a certain reason, even if you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, that's called the Loi Plug Rabbanan, that the Gzerah still applies. So why is the Mechaber so convinced that the whole Gzerah doesn't apply? So the answer is because this was Bakira's Dov Menatari. They're prohibiting the Kohen from Duchening. Menatari is obligated to Duchen. The Rabbanan may say, don't Duchen. How can they make a Gzerah Derabbanan? Can they get Dov HaMufurish Batar? It says in Torah, you are Mechaber to Duchen. They tell me you're not allowed to Duchen. So the answer is, they had to make this Gzerah Derabbanan, including the Tama Gzerah into the Nusach Gzerah. So the Meila Rabbi Yosef Karo writes, since we live in a generation where they cover over their hands, they cover over their face, so the whole reason doesn't apply, so the whole Gzerah Derabbanan doesn't apply.
You mean you don't know that they made it with the Tama? They didn't give the
Tama? We don't know, but you have to assume. But you have to assume like that.
You have to assume
that they incorporated the Tam into the Nusach HaGzerah, because otherwise the Gzerah is mamish against the Din HaTer.
They don't have to use the Pishtan tzitzis. They can use another material.
No, but they prohibit putting in tzitzis, period, in a Begel Shel Pishtan. You're not allowed to put tzitzis at all.
So if you don't use Pishtan, you use Tzemer, and you put in Tzemer. In other words, they're not...
But if a person wears a Begel Shel Pishtan, a four-cornered Begel Shel, he doesn't put tzitzis. No, he does. He's allowed to wear it, then he doesn't put tzitzis. That's Mamash Akira's Dov Menatar B'Shevi Altasa. Why isn't it Shevi Altasa? Why isn't it Kumbi Asay? We permit him to put on a four-cornered garment of linen without any tzitzis. So Tais says that kasha. Yesh kach laka B'Shevi Altasa, but this is Kumbi Asay. Tais says, no, there's no prohibition to put on a four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis. You're allowed to put out whatever four-corner garment you want to, as long as it has no shatas.
Right.
You're allowed to put in a four-corner garment. Once you put on the garment, then you become obligated to put in tzitzis. So here the rabbis prohibit you from putting in the tzitzis and the Begel Shel Pishtan. So this is called Shevi Altasa. Putting on the garment was always mutter, and after you put it on, then you're obligated to put in the tzitzis. And here they say, don't, we prohibit you from putting in the tzitzis. So that's called Yeshko Achlakar B'Shevi Altasa. But that's called Akira's Dov Menatar. When the Torah is mechuyif to put in tzitzis, when the Rabbanim were prohibited from putting in tzitzis. So whenever it's Akira's Dov min HaTorah, then they have to incorporate the Tam HaGzerah into the Nusach HaGzerah.
All these Gzerahs, it doesn't matter if they're local or for Kol Yisrael. In other words, this was the Gemara's imprinting the Shas, that was a local there. In Germany or in another country, the situation might not arise.
Probably, yeah. Probably, only local.
In other words,
local in a sense, it was going to be competition. No one's allowed to print the shas in competition with this company. Yeah, correct. Yeah. So that's what we discussed. That there seem to be four different interpretations as far as what was the machlokes. The Mishnah Rishonah in the Mishnah Achrayna. The Mishnah Rishonah says he gives man v'lo nisu. So the girl is allowed ocheles mishalov ocheles b'truma. She's allowed to eat truma. And Bezin Shalachreim Amru, the Bishnah Achreinim said, Ein Achelis B'Truma Al Shetikonis L'Chupa. Even though it's Agwas Hazman, she's not allowed to eat the Truma. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnah Achreinim? So one pshat was in Dorim and Daf Pei Gimel, Ein Gimel, excuse me. And Dorim Daf Ein Gimel Amen Beis, here it says, Dorim Ein Gimel Amen Beis. So one pshat was in the Gemara there that the Machlekes Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achreinim is whether Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisuin. The Mishnah Mishnah held Hagos Hazman is Nisuin. So she is a Nisuin. That's why she's allowed to eat Truma. And the Mishnah Achrayna said, no, Hagos Hazman is not Nisuin. That was one pshat. Then the Gemara there objects to that suggestion. How can you? And the Gemara said that this is Lishitosam. Mishnah Rishonim, Mishnah Achrayna is identical with the Machlekes HaTanaim there in the Dorim Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, where the Higiyah Zman V'Lo Nisu, can the Baal be made from the Nedorim all by himself? If Hagos HaZman is Nisu, and so the Baal is made from the Nedorim all on his own. If Hagos HaZman is just the Din, he's Mukhib Bim Zanesel, but it's not that there's Nisu, and so then he's not made from the Nedorim all by himself. Then the Gemara Nun Zayin had another two interpretations. The one interpretation was that the machlekes is what's the reason for the gzeira derabbanan. Where was this nun ches? Daf nun ches omed aleph towards the bottom. My timer. So Gemara says the last few lines on nun ches omed aleph. So Gemara says the Mishnah Mishnah held that the reason why an arusa is not allowed to eat the natorah arusa is achelas betruma, even though she's not a kohenist, but she married a kohen. Eshes kohen achelas betruma. So Minatora Darusa does eat truma, but the Rabbanon they prohibited it. So the Mishnah Rishonah holds the reason why they prohibited it is because Shema Tashka Liacheho Liachuseho. She's married to the Kohen, but she's not living with her husband yet. She's only an Arusa. She's living home with her parents. So if the husband is going to give her a box of Wheaties, of truma, a cornflakes of truma, separate box of truma, so we're afraid she may give some of it to her brothers and her sisters. They're not married to a kohen. They're not kohen. They're not married to a kohen. So the reason for the Mishnah Rishayna Arusa Ein Achelas Betruma Shem Atashke, and that reason doesn't apply. That reason doesn't apply by Higiyas Man, because since Higiyas Man is Mechibim Zaneseo, so he's going to be Duchta Miyachidlo. He's going to make sure that she doesn't stay in her parents' home to eat because of the same concern. He's going to keep on giving her food to eat, and she's going to keep on sharing everything with her brothers and her sisters. It's going to cost them more. Going to cost them more supporting his arusa wife than if she would be in a sua. So he's going to be duchtem yachadlo. She's going to eat in a separate location. So there's no longer the chashash of shem atashke. So the Mishnah Rishonah held hagos hazman zachelas betrumo, because the reason for the chashash doesn't apply. The reason for the gzera doesn't apply. And the Mishnah Achrona said that you have to still be concerned because of simpon. Maybe he will discover that she's a balas mum, in which case it'll turn out the whole kiddushin in the first place was betoyes, and mikra edin, she doesn't even need a get. Maybe she needs a get me the rabbana, maybe she needs a get me sofig, but it may be sofig, maybe she's not even married to him. So because of the chashash of simpon, it may turn out to be a kiddushin toyes, because she has a major mum. So that's why we don't permit him to give a truma. Then the Gemara said a third pshat. The first three pshat to the Gemara before, and the third pshat was, even if you hold that the reason for the Mishnah Rishayna is Sinpon, so the Mishnah Rishayna thought, once it's going to be Higiyas Man, he's going to ask his female relatives, his cousins, his sisters, ever to try to check the girl out, to find out if she has any movement. Go swimming with the girl, go to the gym with the girl, to see if she has any movement. So the Mishnah Rishayna holds that since after Hagos Hazman is Mechuyev and Mizayna Seo, so he's not going to give her the mezainus unless he's going to have it checked out. That's called bedikas chutz. He's not going to see her body, but his female relatives are going to try to see a little bit the girl's body. But that's going to be bedikas chutz. So the Mishnah Rishonah holds bedikas chutz is enough to remove the chashash of simpon. And Mishnah Achrayna holds no, bedikas chutz is not an option. It may turn out that she has a mum under her bathing suit, under her gym outfit. And the husband will only find out about it after he'll have the nisuin with her. It'll come out that it's a kiddusha toys. So these are the three pshatim that the Gemara gave. What's the nekudas hamachlokes between the Mishnah Rishonah and the Mishnah Achrayna? And then the Beis Yankiv said, based on the Gemara kiddusha in the second parrot, you see from the Gemara there's a fourth pshat in the machlokes. But the Mishnah Rishonah held that this gzera de rabbanon arusa is not allowed to eat shuma, is not a light plug. Whenever the reason for the gzera does not apply, the gzera doesn't apply. And Higiyas Man, the reason doesn't apply, so the gzera doesn't apply. And the Mishnah Achrayna held that it is a light plug. This is the whole Nekudas HaMachlokes. So we wanted to explain, what does that depend on? Whether this gzera de rabbanon was a light plug or not. So we started to say, we didn't finish it, we started to say the following. There is a Sefer Zera Avraham. Zera Avraham is in memory of Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer. Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer was a successful businessman, married Yos HaMelech's daughter. And he died, he had no children. That's all. Yos HaMelech had only had that daughter, and she died while the father was alive. She never had any children. So Menachem Zembe lived in a different city. Menachem Zembe used to correspond with this Rabbi Avraham Luftbeer in learning. So Rabbi Nachman Zalman's letters were stronger than Rabbi Avraham Lufman's letters, but they were both very good in learning. So he has, so after Rabbi Avraham passed away, Rabbi Nachman Zalman published the Sefer, this should be Bimkoim children. This should be Zer Avraham. This Avraham Lufman didn't have a chance to have any children. He died before he had any children. So in one of the letters, Rabbi Nachman Zemba quotes Mar Mekaymus from the Chiddush Arim and other Achrenim, what's the din? If a Kohen eats Truma, it's a Kiyam HaMitzvah. The Rambam says on the last page in Hilchas Trumas, when the Kohen eats Truma, he says first, let's say he has wine of Truma, so he says Bar Piagofen. Or he has cookies of Truma, or bread, so he says Bar Minim Zaynus HaMoitzi. And then he says another bracha, Shekudashani Bikdashashashash Shalamitzi Vanu Alachilas Truma. The Rambam says that even achilas truma b'chutzlords, chalas chutzlords, also is a bracha. So the Rabbi Nachman Zemek quotes a discussion from Achrenim about eishes koin achelas b'truma, koin kikna nefesh kinyan kaspo. So the question is, eishes koin achelas b'truma, so that's the shaila. Eishes koin achelas means that it's only a heter, or means no, it's a mitzvah. So this is a diyun on Achrenim. So we suggested, and then there's a third possibility, to distinguish, according to the Rashi in Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the two psukim, the Reish is Kana Chalas B'Truma. The one pasuk is Kol Torah Beis Chol Yochal Kodesh, that goes on basis of Ishta by Nesua. Rashi says, if a girl is a Yisraelis or a Leviah, and marries a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma if she's in Nesua. That's based on the pasuk Kol Torah Beis Chol Yochal Kodesh, basis of Ishta is only in Nesua. And then that the girl is the Israelis or a Leviah, and she has only Erisim with the Kohen, when Atosh is Laichum, that's based on Kinya Kaspo. So it could be that the two different dinim. Could be that the Nesua of the Kohen is called Torah Beveischa, maybe that's a mitzvah. Maybe that's a mitzvah. Maybe then she'll, when the Eishes Kohen eats the Truma, maybe in addition to the Birchas HaNenen, she should say also Birchas HaMitzvah. I don't know if she'll say the same Nusach as the husband, Shekhoshana Bikdashos HaShalaharai. Because basically she doesn't, she's not a Kohenes. But she is the Kegufas, maybe she can say. Maybe she said the same bracha, maybe a different bracha. But it could be that we should distinguish that if she's in a Suah the Kohen, then it's a mitzvah. And if she's only an Arusa the Kohen, then it's only a matir, then it's not a mitzvah. There's room to distinguish. It could be that this Gufa is the Machla according to the Beis Yankov, that there's a fourth pshat in the Gemara regarding the Nekudas HaMachlek is between the Mishnah Mishnah and Mishnah Achrena, namely, Mishnah Mishnah held that it's not a light plug. Mishnah Achrena held that it is a light plug. Maybe this is the Machlek. The Mishnah Mishnah held that it's not a light plug because they held that Esh is kind of Achelis B'Chum as a mitzvah. They hold that Rusa Achelis B'Chum as a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, so you have no right to make a light plug. Akira's Dov Minatari is not allowed to make a light plug. So they had to incorporate the Tamak Zer into the Nusach Zer. So whenever the Tamak Zer doesn't apply, then the Gzera doesn't apply. And the Mishnah Achrena changed it. They made it into a light plug. Why? Because they held that Eish is kind of Achelis B'Truma, at least by Arusa, is only a Heter Achila. It's not that it's a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah, then you can make it a light plug. And Ruba de Ruba, 95% of the Gzera de Rabbanon were made by light plug Rabbanon. It's very rare that you have a Gzera de Rabbanon that's not a light plug Rabbanon.
That's what I hear from some of the Torah, the woman can't eat.
Akira's mitzvah. Minatara, she has a mitzvah. If she eats, she'll be Mekayim a mitzvah. Rabbanon, we don't permit it to fulfill the mitzvah. If you hold that Rusa Achelis B'Truma is only a heter, so that's not called, you're not Oiker a mitzvah. Akira's dove and Minatara is like when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, we don't let you blow Shofar.
That's a, says a woman has to eat.
Not Mechuyiv. She's not Mechuyiv to eat.
Okay.
You could dingzach. Good. Okay. You could say maybe that's why it's not Akira's Dovman on Torah. You could either say that it's only a heter, or you can say even if it is a mitzvah, but she's not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. If she'll eat the truma, she will have a mitzvah. The husband also. The kohen also. If you're not mechuyev to eat the truma, if he eats the truma, he has a mitzvah. He'll give it to someone else to eat. So the other person will do the mitzvah. Not absolutely mechuyev to do the mitzvah. Okay, you could say like that. That's only considered Akira's Dovman on Torah. If it's a mitzvah chiyuvis that you're obligated to do, over here it's not. So it could be that this is the nekudas hamachlokes, according to the Beis Yankov, later on Daf Nun Ches, he showed from a Tosis in the second parak in Kedushin that the gzera de rabbanon arusa in achelus b'chum is a loy plug, and all the gemara say it's not a loy plug. So he said this goof is the machlokes, the Mishnah Mishnah and the Mishnah Achrayin. Mishnah Mishnah holds that it's not a loy plug. Mishnah Achrayin holds that it is. So we just came to explain what's the machlokes now. Whenever the bezin is zeika dovman atoira, then they have no right to make a loy plot. Then they have to incorporate the tam agzera into the nusach agzera. And whenever the tam doesn't apply, then the agzera doesn't apply. Okay, so that's on the first daf in the Mesichta. What's it doing on the first daf? Because the Mishnah says, they made a takana the Rabbanon, a psula should get married on Yom Revi. What do you mean on Yom Revi? On Wednesday in the daytime. What is she going to get married at nighttime? So which nighttime should it be? Tuesday night or Wednesday night? So that's what Tosfos says, Tuesday night, not Wednesday night. Because they're going to get married on Wednesday night, so there may be a delay in the chuppah. It may take forever till they're going to get home. They may not have an opportunity to have tashmish until Thursday night. So Friday morning, there is no Bezin meeting. The Bezin's only in session on Mondays and Thursdays. That was Takana Sezra. Bezin should convene every Monday and Thursday. Yeah. And why are they so interested that if he has Tainus Psulim, he should come to Bezin? What is the... You see from the Mishnah that if the man comes and he says, Pesach Pasuch Matzosi, I'm convinced that the girl was a Be'ula before, that he's Neman. To what extent is he Neman? So the Gemara says he's Neman on two levels. He's Neman benegetu lahapsidu ksubasa. He married her, he thought that she was a psula, so he gave her a ksuba of Masayim Zuz. And then it turns out that she's a Be'ula. So he's Neman to say that she's a Be'ula. And either she gets nothing, that's a machlokes nimar, kitcha becheskut psula menimsus Be'ula. Is a mekach tos from what? The Mishnah calls it mekach tos. Why are you mikre mekach tos? Mekach tos is only from the Masayim, but the money she is entitled to? Oh no, it's a mekach tos, he doesn't have to give her any ksuvi. He thought that she was a psula. Turns out she was a bula, he would never have married her, so maybe he doesn't give her anything. That's machlekes in the Gemara. How much of a mekach tos is it? Now, kalponim, the Gemara says, if the husband comes and he says, Pesel Pesach Matzos, and the girl was a bula, he's Neman Lahapsida Ksubasa. Neman Lahapsida Ksubasa. Yeah. Why should he be Neman Lahapsida Ksubasa? Maybe he's making up a story. Maybe he's telling a lie. The second din, we'll have to talk a minute. The second din that he's Neman is Neman La'oisra Olav. He says the woman is a Pesach Pesach Matzos, she was Nivala. So that's Shave Anav Shechaticha Di Isura. He says the woman is a Sota Asura Al Baila. Or he says he's a Kayin, he's a Kayin, and he's Neman to say that she was Nivala, that she was Nivala, so she's Asura la Kuhuna, yeah. So the Gemara says, a normal girl who gets married, and the husband says, Pesach Masoch Matzosi, so he's fine, he's Neman, Shabbat Anav Shechaticha Disura. But what's the Chaticha Disura? The Gemara says, under normal circumstances, it won't be a Shabbat Anav Shechaticha Disura. He doesn't know what the cause was, he just knows she's a Be'ula. He doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know whether Zinsa Tachtov, or even if it was or maybe she was Zinsa before the Erison, so she won't become Asura Alav. And even if it's Zinsa Tachtov, he doesn't know whether it's Ba'inus or Beratzen. He doesn't know whether she participated in this noose out of her own free will, or someone attacked her, someone raped her. So the Gemara says, under normal circumstances, even if it'll be Nema to say, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, usually a religious yeshiva guy, how does he know what he's talking about? He knows what it is. He has such experience. The first time he's ever with a girl, how does he know what he's talking about? So the Gemara says that's a chiddush, that we assume that he does know what he's talking about when he claims Pesach, 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 Matzosi. So he's Nema the Oisra Alav. What is Loisra Alav? Even if it's true that there is a Pesach, he doesn't know what the reason is. He doesn't know when it happened, whether Tachtav, Eina Tachtav, does not know whether Bainus or Beratzen. So the Gemara says that she wouldn't become Asura Alav based on Shabbat Anafshi, because you have a Svek Svek. Maybe it was Eina Tachtov, maybe she was Mazana before she had the Erisin, and even if it was Tachta, maybe it was Be'onis. Who says that it was Beratzen? So normally you have a Svek Svek, she'll be Moteres Lebaila. But if he was Mekadosh the girl when she was Ektan B'chusim Bashal Lashanavi Amechon, and now it's already years later, now he has the Nisuin, and he says that the girl is a Pesel Pasuach. So obviously she was Nivala after the age of three. If she was Nivala only before, Eina Tachtav, Nivala before the age of three, so would have been Besuleh Chayzim, he wouldn't be able to detect, wouldn't be able to tell that she was a Pesel Pasuach.
The Ramah says that a Bachar is not Nivala, and it's Pesel Pasuach on the
Okay. Machlokes are Rishayim and Meisters.
It's Bashem Atur, and the Mechaber doesn't mention it.
Okay.
Isn't it a question in the Gemara itself?
Yeah, whether the husband knows what he's talking about. Yeah. But you can say the question is the husband knows what he's talking about if he was previously married. He does have experience. He can still say he does know what he's talking about. He doesn't have somebody except experience. He's married to one wife before. He didn't have 100 wives that he should know what he's talking about. The difference between a Pesach Pasuch and a Pesach Sosum. Okay. So the Gemara says there are only going to be two cases where the husband's statement of Pesach Pasuch Matzasi is going to create an Isser on him based on Shavi Nafshi. If he's a Kohen, so if it was Eina Tachtov, so she doesn't become if she was Mizana with a Jew, then it doesn't become Asura Alabal. Unless it was with a Goy, Akam Abual Al Yisraelis is considered a Zayin Asura Lakoyin. But if she was Mizana with a Jew before the Erisin, she'll be Materis Lakoyin. If it was Tachtov, if it was during the marriage, and even if she was Nansa B'Oinis, so that's a din. A kohen is also b'zayna. So that would be considered a zayna. Even if it is ba'inus, it's still considered a zayna asur l'kohen. Not only is it a zayna, if she's mezana b'ratzan, it's a mishnah later at the end of the first pair. That ma'isa b'tenor k'sacha she'yorda l'malas ma'alim min ha'mayon. A girl went to draw water by the well, and then she was nensa, and she doesn't know who was ma'anasar. She doesn't know whether it's a Jew or a Goy. That's a Mishnah on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. That's the last Mishnah in the first Perek. Perek ends on Tezvav Amud Beis. So this is Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Am Rabbi Maisa B'Tinoikas, a young girl, she yorda l'malas ma'im in Hoyim, she went to draw water from the well. V'nensa, we don't know whether it's a Jew or a Goy. So that's a Machlekas, that's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Do you have the right to be Mekel based on a roi? But you see, if it was a goy and the goy was ma'anasar, she's asura lakuna. She's considered a zayin asura lakuna, even though she didn't do a beratzen, still considered a zayin. So again, so the Gemara says on Daf Tesam and Aleph, the only time Pesach Pasuch Matzasi will asur on the husband is if he's a kohen, and the only suffix is tachtav eina tachtav. But if it was tachtav, if she was the bia was, while she was already arusa to the husband, then she'll become asura l'kuhuna, despite the fact that it was b'oinus. B'oinus is not going to help. And if he's not a kohen, then the only time you won't have a svek sveka is if kitsho, if he married her aydei avio, when she was plusil in bashal d'shana v'yemechot. So if he finds pesach pasuach now, it must be that the she was nivola after the age of 3. After the age, she was already married to him. So it's only going to be one suffix. There won't be a svek sveka. There won't be one suffix, whether it was beratzen or ba'inus. So if it was ba'inus, then she's not a soit asu al bailo. If he's a kohen, not only a soit asu al bailo is only in lo nispasa. If lo nispasa, if nispasa muteris, if she was nansa as muteris. But if she's married to a kohen, then even this pasa is also asura, because of the other pasuk, because of Zayna, not because of Saita. Because of the Yisra of Zayna. So the Gemara says, in these two cases only, if he is a Kohen, then it'll be us. He'll say, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, is Nemelo Oyser Allah Betor Sveka Deraisa Luchumra. Or if he says he's Yisrael, but he was Mekadosh HaPchusim in Baal Shal Vashanam Yamechot, so then again there's no Svek Sveka. Only those two rare cases. That's what Rashi and Taisi ask. So why do you insist that the Besula has to get married on Wednesday or Tuesday night in case he has a tainus Besulim? He should come to the Bez and it shouldn't be, he shouldn't cool down. What are you interested in over here? You're interested in mafsid the girl, the ksuba? So you won't be mafsid the girl, the ksuba. So you make a takana, make everybody crazy. All the caterers can only have weddings on Wednesdays and Tuesday night. They lose a lot of money. They want to have a wedding every night. Shabbos, you can't have a wedding. Okay. Hey, Mekatshin, you're not about to do Kiddushin and Nisuin on Shabbos. But why can't you have a wedding every night? So he said, because of the Tainus Psulim. Tainus Psulim to be Mafsid Iksuba. So Rashi explains on the Mishnah, no. The husband who says Pesach Pasuch Matzasi is Neman on two different dafim, two different things. Neman Mafsid Iksuba, so that's one din. They're not going to make a takana to ensure that the husband should have the ability to perhaps the ksubasa. They don't have to. But Neman la'oisra olav, if it'll be a eshes koyin, if he's a koyin, or if he's a yisrael and he married her, chusim about shalashanim yamechod, then we want that it shouldn't be ikruri. We're concerned it shouldn't be a ikruri daita. It shouldn't come down because the woman is asura olav mitam sveka deraisa luchomer. It's only one suffix, not a svek sveka. So that's what Rashi. So that's why they made a takana. They have to get married on Wednesday, Tuesday night, or Wednesday. If he has tainus psulim, the oisra olav. Mitam Shabbat and Napshi with Sveka there. I said, Chumra, you should come to Besdin before he comes down.
Even though it's Lashkiyah.
So that's what Rashi and Tosfos say, it's kind of opening Mishnah. How many, only if he's a Kohen, or if he's a Yisrael, and he married a Pchusim Vashon Shem Echad. What if it's a normal guy, marries a normal girl, Nishkin Kohen? 95% of the world are not Kohanim. And 99% don't marry a girl. So far-fetched. So why do you make everybody get married on Wednesday or Tuesday night? The Tosfos says on the Mishnah, Shem Hoyel Otainas Psulim, it's a loy plug rabban. Because of that, it's a question. Does that make sense? Because of 5% of the population, make a loy plug to the other 95%.
Why do you think
yeah. The Tosfos, Shem Hoyel Otainas. I'm based on it all. Shem Hoyel The Tosfos says the Ikar Takana, all the girls should get married on Wednesday. That's Kohanim should marry on Wednesday if he's marrying a Psula. Kohen should marry a Psula on Wednesday. Or Yisrael who did Erisin, Chusim and Vashon Hashanah and Mechad should do the Nisuin on a Wednesday. And because of these rare cases, the Kohen is such a small percentage of the population. And the guy who married the girl, Chusim and Vashon Hashanah and Mechad, less than 10% of the population. So make a loyplug for the over 90% of the population. We'll have to get married on Wednesday because of that. A loyplug from those people. So that's what Tosfos says. And Rashi doesn't say it like that. So how does Rashi understand? Why does everybody else have to observe this? This should only apply to those rare cases. If the chassan is a kayin, so he should do the nisuin on a Wednesday. Or if the girl was niskach pchus mashal shayim echa, then he'd do it on Wednesday. So Rashi answers, no, the husband is neman to his taina pesla pasuach. It won't aser on him because it'll be a svek sveka. It won't be a sveka deraisa luchumer. It'll be a svek sveka lekula. But since the husband is neman to say pesla pasuach, so yetzi hakol people will be talking about it, and we have to consider the possibility that maybe witnesses will come and they'll say that we know the girl was mezana. So Tosfos says, really? The Gemara says that's znus as lo shchicha. The Gemara says in the second parak in Gittin that a get has to have a date in it. The Gemara says the requirement for the date is only with the Rabbanim. If they ma tiknu zman be Gittin, why isn't it required in a Torah? A get is a Hagadah Seder. If a get needs Eri Chasima, so a get is a Hagadah Seder. Hagadah Seder, you need Risha Hakira. So why shouldn't you need zman in a Torah? That's the kasha that Rab Chaim talks about in the Sefer. He quotes it from the Mukhi Yosef. And the beginning of the Echad Din Imam is the beginning of the fourth parak in Sanhedrin. The Rambam Kriyas Vayestakasha. Why doesn't every get need a zman min atara? But you see from the Gemara like that. The simple reading of the Gemara, get min atara doesn't need zman. So mipnei ma tikna zman begitna, why they make a takana derabban that you need zman? So one opinion in the Gemara is that if he's not going to write this man, let's say if the wife will be Mizana and the witnesses will come and give her the death penalty, so he'll write after he hears that his wife was Mizana, maybe if he loves his wife very much, usually a husband loves his wife, but he finds out she was Mizana, he's not going to love her anymore. But what if he loved her before he married her? How could that be? He married his niece. He married his niece. In the days of the Gemara, they considered that a big mitzvah, to marry your niece, to marry Bas HaChoisa. I remember we once asked Professor Shmuel Soloveitchik, he used to teach chemistry here when I was a student at a college. So the students asked him, but they say that it's not healthy to marry such a close relative. So why did the Gemara recommend such a thing that's not healthy? So he said, if you do it l'shem shamayim, then there won't be a problem. I don't know. Today by the Hasidim, they still keep on marrying their cousins and so on, and they have a higher percentage of genetic sicknesses in the babies. So it's not recommended. It's not recommended today. But in days of the Gemara, they used to recommend it. So the Gemara is concerned if the fellow is going to marry Bas HaChoisa, a cousin of his, or a niece of his, and he loved the cousin before he married her. So even if he's going to discover that his wife was Mezana Tachtov, the original love, that love as a wife, is going to be weakened. But he's going to love her because it's his niece, because it's his cousin. So then we're afraid maybe he'll want to cover up on her. She shouldn't get the death penalty. So witnesses will come and testify. She was Mezana during the marriage. And then the husband, when he realizes what's going on, he'll write a get. He won't write his man. I'll give it to the wife after she was Mezana. And then she'll say, here, have a get. My husband divorced me 2 years ago. If it doesn't give any zman in the get, so she can say whatever she wants. So we're afraid, Shema Yechapa, maybe he'll cover up Al Bas HaChosa on his wife, that he'll try to save her from the death penalty. So Gemara says, what a strange pshat. That's why the institute is Man Megitin, in the event that the wife will be caught by Edim. Edom are going to testify she was Mezana, and then the husband will give her a get. Edom are going to testify the wife was Mezana with Hasroa, Edom in the bedroom. The whole story is so far-fetched. The whole thing is Nusla Shchicha, the Gemara says. So that's what Tosfos says. The Gemara says, Beferish, Nusla Shchicha. The whole thing is so far-fetched. And Rashi says over here, Shema Yetze Hakol, the husband will be Nemet to say Pesach Pesach Matzosi. And true, it'll 90... Over 90% of the cases, it'll be muter slow because of the svek svek. It's very rare that you don't have a svek svek, only if he's a kohen. Or if he's a Yisrael and he married her before the age of 3, then there's no svek svek. So it's very rare cases. So why do you insist everyone, all the girls have to have nisu and dafke on a Tuesday night and on a Wednesday? So Rashi says, because yetzi hakol, since he knows what he's talking about. People will, Edom will hear about it, and then they come and testify that the woman was Mezanatake during Yerusin, and she's Asur Albal. So that's the kasha that Tosfos says. Didn't we assume that's Nusus Lo Shchicha? So Tosfos says, you can answer Rashi, you can say the Gemara in Gitna says that's Nusus Lo Shchicha, means Nus with Edom with Hasroa. Hasroa, Terche de Dibor, that you're holding by giving the death penalty, and the only way to save her will be if the husband will give her a get later that doesn't have any Zman in it. And then she'll waive the get, and she'll say, my husband gave me the get 3 years ago to get off the hook. So that's lo shchicha. Znus be'edim and be'hasra, that's lo shchicha. But over here, znus, unfortunately, is shchicha. Not with hasra. Difficult. It's a difficult. They're both difficult. The Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, they're both difficult. The Rabbeinu Tam is difficult. They make a loy plug because of less than 10% of the population, where it will be a suffix, the Raisa l'chumra, Shavi anavshe. So you make a loy plug on the 90%, make everybody crazy, and the caterers can't cater any weddings on any other night, only on Tuesday night and Wednesday in the daytime. Very strange. And Rashi is also shver, it's nus, it's shchicha. There's nus, shaloi b'hasra, is shchicha. So it's such a difficult pshat, they're both difficult. But that's what it says in the Mishnah, it made a takana for everybody. So again, so we're concerned, why do we want that they should have the Bir Rishayna right the night right before they go to the Bezin, right before it's possible to go to the Bezin, because we choshesh ve'ikruri daita, we don't want him to calm down. What are we worried about? So we're not worried about he'll calm down and he won't be mafsiduk zubasa. We don't have to, the rabbis don't have to make a takona that the husband should be able to be mafsid the wife to ksuba if he doesn't come to Bezin right away. If he comes the very next morning and he says, Pesach, Pesach, Mitzosei, then his name is Hafsida. The Gemara says, why? Because in the days of the Tanoim, the husband used to pay, the chasen had to pay for the wedding. And it doesn't make sense. He invests so much money in a wedding, thousands of dollars, then the next morning he's going to come to Bezin and say that the girl was a Beula, Pesach, Pesach, Mitzosei. It's not Nistabra. He wouldn't invest so much money and then come the next morning to claim in a lie that she was a Beula. So again, that's the reason why the husband is Neman. That's a valid reason. That's a good reason. So the Gemara explains, if the din of Ksuba would have been a din deraisa, Ksuba deraisa, then this wouldn't be enough of a reason that the husband should be believed to be Mafsid Ksubasa. The Gemara says, because the whole din of Ksuba is only Midrabbanan, where's the Gemara? Because Ochi, if Ksuba is only Midrabbanan, that's a machlekes Atanoim. Where is it? The Gemara's lashon was Chachamim were misaking ksuba midrabbanan, and therefore they said. And therefore, they made this din. If he comes right away, ain't on him terech b'sudam afsidam. In other words, if ksuba would have been a real din deraisa, we would not believe the husband to be mafsid or the ksuba. Based on this umdana, ain't on him terech b'sudam afsidam. That's an umdana. An umdana means a roiv, and a roiv is not good lahatzi mamet from a muchsik, but a roiv is good lahachzik mamet. So over here, it's lahachzik. The husband says, I don't want to pay her the ksuba because she was a pesach pasuch matzosi. So the roiv would be good lahachzik mamon. So the Gemara says it's not such a strong roiv. If ksuv is the rabbanon, so then you say hey mamon, but hey mamon. Then you say the husband is neman because of this roiv, this shvacha roiv. Eidanum terech tesudem afsidah. But if ksuva would have been a real din deraisa, he wouldn't say like that. Okay, where's the Gemara? On the top of Yudam and Aleph, Omar Shmuel. The top line on Yudam and Aleph. The top line. Itma Amar Rab Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Alozah Chacham Tikkun Lahem Ben Eretz Yisrael the Ksuba Veheim Haminu because it's only the Rabbanon, so therefore we believe him if he says Pesel Dov Mitzvah because Ein Onam Terech Pesuda Mafsida Vaistais the Mashmois of the Gemara Ksuba would have been their Isa, so he wouldn't be believed. And that's a big Machlek and Rishonim. The top Tais is there on Yoram and Aleph. How do we paskin? This Machlek is a recurrent issue in this Masichta. Every 20 blot, they keep on quoting this machlokes again. But the ksuba derais, the ksuba lav derais. So the Balei HaTos, some of the Balei HaTos paskin, the ksuba is derais, because that's what it says. The chazi lichem mid derais. So the Tos quotes that. The top Tos on Yudim and Aleph says, mashma the ksuba derabbanan. And then Tos says, but in our text of the ksuba, the kasha, on the fourth line, they say, because the Nogan Lech the Viksuba the Chazi Lichem and the Raisa. I'm Rabbi Natan that we paskin like the text in Aksuba, in Ashkenazi Ksubas. The Sephardi Ksubas doesn't say Chazi Lichem and the Raisa. Ashkenazi Ksubas says like that. So Rabbi Natan says it's a Machlokes Hatanoim and Mishnah Kufyud, and we paskin against this Gemara. We paskin that the Ksuba is the Raisa, and the Mela we wouldn't accept this then. The husband would not be Naman Lahapsidik Sabas, because the Gemara presented it. Husband's only neman, ain't on him terech b'sudam afsida. If one assumes that the whole chiyuv ksuba to begin with is only the rabban, ksuba is the raisa, we wouldn't make such a takana.
The saving on the ksuba is as much as the cost of the chasen. He's not. You can't use that logic. In other words, he's gonna save on the ksuba, but he would have had what he paid on the chasen.
I mean, if it's the same amount.
Same amount, but more sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know what they spend in those days. But today, ksuba could be a lot. And you make a small wedding.
Yeah. Anach and Ami.
There's a svar, but if you say ksuba is the raisa, what's the reason why the svar wouldn't be good?
It's not such a strong raiv. A raiv is good in mominus lahachsik, not lahoitzi. Because I need a better ride, but lahachzik it is good. So here it's lahachzik. The husband says, I don't have to pay ksuba because she's a pesa pasuach. So we say, it's mistab, ain't on him terech pesuda mapsid. It doesn't make sense. The husband paid for the wedding. The next morning already he has tainus. And he says that he doesn't owe her the ksuba. So the Gemara says that this, the Gemara seems to present it, that this ruba delesa come on this roi, this umdana, is not such a strong raiv. On the level of the raiz, it wouldn't be sufficient even to pata the husband for the ksuba. But because one assumes that ksuba is lav deraisa, this Gemara assumes ksuba is lav deraisa, so hey mama, hey mama. So since for achiv, there are abundance, so it's enough to knock off the achiv.
Is there a svara to explain why the Lashon HaGemara seems to say that way? I mean, the Lashon HaGemara shows that it's probably weak.
A weaker raiv,
right. Svara, why is it weaker?
Not so convincing, like he said, not so convincing. Depends which is more, okay. Depends which is more.
I mean, there's a certain percentage of rule, like a 51% rule isn't good enough to be maximum, like, and there's a certain number of percentage which is not good enough to be maximum.
I don't know. Some of 51% would be good. I mean, probably not even so convincing, it's 51%.
It's not even a rule.
Rav holds that you could be moitzi mamon based on a roif. So that has to be moitzei mamim. Mustama Rav also agrees. 51% is probably not enough. You got to have more than 51%. We pass like Shmuel that ein hochem mamim achar harov. The rov is not good lahotzi mamim. But just Rabbi Kivega says if you have such a strong rov that you only have against it the miuta. That's the first half in Gittin. So then that roiv would be good lahotzi mamon. That's Rabbi Kivega in the Tshuva, that even though he passed like Shmuel, the roiv is not good lahotzi mamon from a muhsak, but if it's such a strong roiv that the miut against it, it's only miut and the miut, then you can be mohtzi mamon.
So Chazal, there are two
as a miut? Probably. Yeah, it's not so compelling.
Maybe could be a 51% rove against the Shari, that's why that
Shari only did most of the
stuff. So maybe is that the reason why?
Could be. I don't know. Could be. I don't know. Have to look in the Rishonim there and that feud. Yeah. So this Rashi and Tosfos say, Why do we want to see to it that the husband shouldn't calm down? We're not interested because it should be mafsid at the ksuba. We're interested because it may be a sveka deraisa lechumen. Because it may be a shavi anaf shechaticha de isur. But that's only in the two cases. That's only in the eshes koina. This kach chusim bashal shan remechum. So that's how do you explain all the other cases? The rabbin at the Tosfos says, a loy plug. This is very difficult. A loy plug, because of less than 10%, you make a loy plug to all the 90%. Most of the normal weddings are, there's no cause, no reason why it should take place on a Wednesday. And Rashi says, she yetzi hakol, that we would believe that yetzi hakol, the yodroyo edim. Okay. Very strange. So what does it say here? Nahamal. So they made a takana, the rabbanon, that all the girls should have nisuin on a Wednesday, either Tuesday night or Wednesday. So let's say they had Erison. A long time ago they had Erison. And they wrote in the Tanoim that they commit themselves, they're going to get married by Rosh Chodesh Adar, a year before in advance. They didn't know what day of the week Rosh Chodesh Adar is going to be. And he gave them money, can either be 29 days or 30 days. And they weren't calculating in advance how many possibilities are there. You can't have 12 Chadoshim Mubarim in a year. The whole system will be kakai. So there's a balance between how many months are mala, how many months are chasa. So Rosh Chodesh Adar, even a year and a half in advance, Rosh Chodesh Adar can't be a choice of 7 days in the week. It's a small choice, but still, they didn't know when it's going to turn out. Then it comes out, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar, the chasan still didn't make, and the kala wants to have nisun. Chasan still didn't make the nisun. The Gemara says, since there's a takanas chachamim, that the nisun is supposed to take place on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday, and the higia hazman haglos hazman rosh chodesh ador that he committed is going to be on a Thursday or a Friday, so then he's not mechuyif to give the mezainis until the next Wednesday. He's off the hook for another couple of days till the next Wednesday. Why? Because his onus betakan to the rabbanon, and therefore it's not called haglos hazman. Hagos Hazman means Hagos Hagi Hazman, and he's able to do Nisun. Hagi Hazman is not able to do Nisun.
Why are you not Pispan Hazet to Daf Kedem
Ayin Amitzin? Yeah, because we don't have Batidinim Kvuin. The Gemara said on the next Daf, he has six lines, seven lines from the bottom of Gimla Madali. Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok, Lo Shana Oela, this din, all the girls have to get married Tuesday night or Wednesday, is only in a location where you have Tarkana Sezra enforced. Ezra made 10 takonis, and one of the 10 takonis was that the dinim should meet on Sheni V'Chamishi, every week Sheni V'Chamishi. But if you live in a community, Avokodim takonis Ezra, the Gemara said, what are you talking about takonis Ezra? He's telling you a historical statement that before takonis Ezra, a girl could get married any day of the week. Might have a hobby? It's bitul teret to talk about history. Unless you're talking history, that's Negei L'Halacha. The Gemara says, yeah, there's no Gevah Halacha. If you have a community where they have the practice, they don't have the Bezdin Kavua Sheni V'Chamishi. Like in America, we don't have the Bezdin Kavua Sheni V'Chamishi. If someone has a case, they calls up a Bezdin, and they'll convene, they'll put together a session on his behalf. So that's what the Gemara says. If you live in a community, we have such a community, so then you can get married any day of the week. So that's what Iker Adin, that's what we assume. And some people like to get married on Tuesday night or Wednesday in the daytime all time's sake. Because since that used to be the Takana Satanan, even though we don't have Bati Dinim Kvulei Masherim Hamishi, so they want to fulfill the old Takana Satanan. Yeah, Taisa says over here, what do you mean? Kodim Takana says where the Bati Dinim used to meet every single day. That's what it says. Abkodim Takana says, Shabbat the Dinim Kvulei B'chol Yom, the Bati Dinim met every single day, and Ezra's Takana was to abolish it. That you should only meet, Bezin doesn't meet on Shabbos. Bez Nagadol meets on Shabbos, because the role of Bez Nagadol is not so much to be done, Dini Torah, it's the Kodol of Klal Yisrael. So the Kodolim are supposed to meet on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. Supposed to learn on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. But a Bezin that's for the purpose of making Dini Torah, Dini Farsha, Dini Mominus, so you're not, ain't done him. You're not allowed to be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because they're a Yichtov. We're afraid that they're going to write down the arguments, the details of the case. When you hear the case, you're going to write down notes. Then you're going to write down what you think the din is going to be. Then you're going to discuss it. So originally, the Bati Dinim used to meet 6 days a week, and then Ezra did away with the 4 days a week, and they only meet 2 days a week. It sounds very strange. The Tosfos says, now, before the Takanas Ezra, they used to have Bati Dinim in one city in a whole area. In the whole state of New York, they would have a Bezdin meet every single day in New York City. Whoever had a case would come to New York for a din Torah. And Ezra made a takana, instead of having one city for a whole region that has a Bezdin meeting every single day of the year, every single day of the week, all 6 days of the week, they should have every single city should have a Bezdin meet every single Sheni V'Chamishi, every week, whether they have a case or not. If no cases come up, so they go home early. Cases come up, so they'll be done until they finish all the cases. That's what Tosfos interprets. Because otherwise it sounds strange. Otherwise, it sounds like...
That's the second
one. Huh? Yes. Right. Otherwise, it sounds strange, but he did away with it. He used that meat more often. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what it says in the Gemara. Because of this Takana Satanaim, that the girls are supposed to have Nisun on Tuesday night or Wednesday in the daytime, so if he gives Hazman, they made up, they're going to have Nisun by Rosh Chodesh Adar. And then it turns out Rosh Chodesh Adar is Thursday, so he has until next Wednesday. He's not mechuyev to give him a zaynus until next Wednesday. He's not mechuyev to have the chasen until then, because it's not proper to have the wedding on any day other than Tuesday night or Wednesday. Yeah. So here the Shittim Kubetz is yes, the kasha that the Masichta says later on. Habal chay b'mezaynus ishtoi. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. Is that a din derais or din derabonim? So the Rambam writes that the Baal is Mukhiv Mizainis Minatoira, Sherek Susavai Nasa Lo Yigra. So that's Shera. Shera means food, Susa means clothing, and Nasa means Tashmish. All three are Deraisa. And most of the Rishonim hold that, like the Ramban Chumash, that Mizainis in Susa is only made the Rabbanim. And Sherek Susavai Nasa, all three revolve about Tashmish. Oina means the Tashmish, Susa means. The woman wants to wear fancy begotten. She wants the husband to buy her special begotten when she has tashmish. And Shera means kira basar. All three revolve about shibudi habal ishta around tashmish. And we assume that mezonos is only the rabbanon. So the Gemara said, because we assume that mezonos is only the rabbanon, so she can say, she can be moichel, any mezonos. She can be moichel. Then the Gemara says, all of the shibudim in marriage are reciprocal. Everything is at tachazeh. So the Gemara says, "Tik the ma'isi adeh, tachaz mezainis." The baal is b'chuyib mezainis ishtoi. In exchange for that, the wife has to give ma'isi adeh to the husband. If she earns a little money, she makes yarmulkes, or she types papers once in a while. Whatever little things she does, she makes a few dollars even there. So it's not right that the baal is chayib mezainis eho, baal chayib mezainis ishtoi, and she makes a little money. She doesn't have to reimburse him. She doesn't have to give him anything. So the maid of takana, she has to give whatever she earns. That's a big question. What if the husband is a nobody and the wife is a top-notch lawyer, a big doctor, and she makes $5 million a year, and the husband makes nothing, so she has to give over the $5 million a year? So that's a big machlokes. Like the Torah quotes the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that the wife has to give ma'aseh adah to the husband. She types a couple of term papers. She makes $5, you know, here and there. She makes a couple of stitches, yarmulkes. She makes sweaters or something. Makes a few dollars, but she makes millions of dollars. She goes to the office and she works all day long. So there's an opinion that that ma'aseh adah doesn't go to the husband. And most of the Rishonim don't distinguish. That's a shaila. Can the wife say kimli? the wife has the check. She got her check. She makes $100,000 a week, and then she puts it in her bank account. So she, does she have the right to say, Kimli Kishitas Rabbeinu Yishayim, that that she doesn't have to hand over the Maaseh Adat to the husband? Because she's the muchzik on the money, and then she puts it in her checking account, her banking account. So that's a big discussion. Allah al Maaseh. Okay.
She can say, I buy the food. Is that the same?
No. No. What if she, she says, Eini Nizainis, Eini Yaisa. Yeah. She says, I'm Meichel, you don't have to give me the Mizainis. And since the Maaseh Adat, the Baila, Zetachazet, it's reciprocal with the Chiyuv Mizainis. So once there's no Chiyuv Mizainis, because she's Meichel, La nichali betakanta de rabbanos, and the meilu she doesn't have to give ma'isi adel a bailu. That is correct. That is correct. Yeah, the Gemara has like that. Yeah, so she can keep her millions of dollars that she's earning by saying ani nizaynis v'ani yoisa. That is correct. So here the Rishonim ask Akasha. The Gemara says if nizaynis is a takana de rabbanos, most of the Rishonim assume it's a takana de rabbanos, like the Rabbanu Chumash, not like the Rambam, who says that Sheir Ksusa Ainosa, Sheir is Mezainis, and Ksusa is Kipshuta, Ainosa is Tashmish, must assume that Mezainis is only the Rabbana. So Mezainis is only the Rabbana, so she can say, she's Meichel, on Nichol Ebe Takanta, the Rabbana. So here, why did they make a Takana that all the girls should have Nisuin on Thursday? So the Gemara says, because Shokto Chachamim al Takanas Menes Yisrael, Sheyehei Tarech Besuda Shlosha Yamim. You should spend 3 days preparing a whole meal for the wedding suda. So the whole takona that a girl should get married on Thursday is l'toivosa of the girl. Shok to chachamim atakonas b'nois Yisrael to let the girl say l'nichalei b'takanta d'rabbanan. Higi hazman is going to be on a Thursday, let's say. Rosh Chodesh Adar. He made up a year ago, a year and a half ago, they made Erisin, and then he signed the Tanoim, that they're going to have the Nisuin before by Rosh Chodesh Adar. Then it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a Thursday. So the Gemara says on the first daf, Higi Azman, and it's not a Thursday, so he has until next Wednesday. He has until next Wednesday, because he doesn't have to do the Chasana on a Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He can wait till Tuesday night or Wednesday. So it's not Chayev, the husband is not Chayev b'mzenaseh until next Tuesday night. So the Rishonim asked, why not? Let the girl say, Lo nichali b'takanta d'rabbanan. As far as I'm concerned, I can get married today, on Thursday. The old takana was l'tayvasa. She had him terech besuda. Shlosha yamim v'hakach naisei. So why can't she say l'nichali b'takanta de rabbon? So the Shita Mukubetzis.
What about Yashkin? How could she say she's mocha? The takana Yashkin is and she can't be mocha. If she wants to get married on... On Sunday?
Sunday, okay. Sunday, probably. That's the question.
Yashkim
lebet. No, let's say b'mokim, but the dinam akvuim on Monday and Thursday. But the dinam akvuim Monday and Thursday, so why do you have to get married dafka on a Wednesday? Because beznes kavua tamar can get married on a Sunday also. So the answer was given, no, because l'taybasa, that k'desha yeyorim terech besud d'shloshi yomim. He should be pill. Let her sell a nichal ibitakanta derabon. So she can't demand that she wants, you're right, she can't demand I want mezainis now on Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But why can't she demand? As far as I'm concerned, you can make the chasana, you can make the chuppah on Sunday, and I'll go along with that. So why doesn't she get mezainis starting from Sunday? If she's prepared to have the nisun. So the Shittim Kobetzis quotes the teretz from the Rihalovon, that was one of the Bali Ataisis. I think they're not sure why he's called the Rihalovon. Whether he had white hair at a very young age, or some other reason, came from an area near the river that the river looked like it was white. They're not sure exactly why, but that's what Tosis calls him, the Rialovan. They have the Rialovan on Ksuvit, the Rialovan on Yuma, on different Masichtas. So the Shittim Kubetzis quotes the Tosis Rialovan. If the Chachamim make a takana l'tevas ha'isha. It's not a toivas you, this isha. It's a takon in general, a toivas anoshim. So the wife cannot say lo nichle. She can't say lo nichle b'takon to rabbon. A takon is a takon. The Gemara says if mezainis is the rabbon, then the wife can say she can imbocha mezainis, ainin mezainis. Yeah, because that's not a takon. That's a shibud. They made a din. The husband owes the wife money. The husband's mechuyav to support the wife. She can say I'm mechuyav. on a level of the Raisin, she can say I'm Oichel. If someone smashes my window and he owes me $100, I can say I'm Oichel. So the Rabbanan made a takona that the Baal is Chai B'Mizan Yisishte is a Chiyav Mamon. So of course she can be Moichel, but it's not the Mechila, she says, L'nichle betakanta the Rabbanan, so the whole takona doesn't get off the ground. No, takona is a takona. She doesn't look at the takona. She has the right to be Moichel the Chiyav. But this is a real takona. Absolutely, she get married on a Wednesday. It's not a zechus. It's not that the Chachamim gave the Kala a zechus. She has the right to demand that she wants to get married on a Wednesday as opposed to a Sunday. It's not a zechus. It made a takona. So that's what the real Bavan says. Once they made a takona, you can't undo a takona by saying, Lo Nichol, it's not in my best interest, so therefore the whole takona doesn't apply. The takona wasn't made for you. If it's a Chiyav Mamon, that you can be Moichel. But here it's a takana, you can't undo a takana. The Pashta says that it's very mistama. That Svara is very mistama. The Gemara has a lotion, L'nichle b'takana Rabban. He says it doesn't mean that. L'nichle means that she's Moichel. She's Moichel, this chus moment now she has. So the Gemara on the first daf assumes if the girl becomes pirsa nida, you don't have the chuppah. So that's what we mentioned last week when we started. That's a machlok is the Rambam in the Rov HaRishonim. The Rambam holds that pirsa nida, kiddush and atofsin benida. But the Rambam says that it's an iser. And that's a question, what's the iser? So the Magen Mishnah says it's an iser. The Rabbanim, when he puts the ring on a finger, he may touch her, and he's not allowed to touch her. And the Menachas Chinuch says, why did the Magen Mishnah say that it's only the Rabbanim? Maybe he'll touch her. Should have said it's an iser deraisa, based on the Gemara, the end of the third parak in Kiddushin. That the Gemara says you need two psukim to tell you that en kiddushin tovsin b'chayv krisis. One pasuk tells you lechatchila, one pasuk tells you b'diyevet. What do you mean lechatchila? That osa to be mekadosh chayv krisis. So what's the issa? Lo yikach isha say shesavi, lo yikach. There's an issa, you're not allowed to be mekadosh an eshes isha. You're not allowed to be mekadosh bito. You're not allowed to be mekadosh achosas. They said there's an issa deraisa. You're not allowed to be mekadosh an nida. True, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. That Hakol Moedim Kiddushin Atopsin Benido, even though we usually say En Kiddushin Atopsin Mechayv Krisis, Nido is an exception to the rule. Yeah, the Kiddushin Atopsin B'Di'evit, but L'Chatchila there will be an Issa Deraisa. That's what the Menachas Chinuch thinks. There will be an Issa Deraisa. Then the Rambam understood the Gemara had a divide Lev Shitam Perik Afalpi. What's the din of Pirsa Nido? So what was the Sofik? So the Rambam understood the Sofik. Maybe Nisuin is not Toifas by Anido. Chupa Shein Ruya Lebiya, maybe is not Koina. Chupa Shein Ruya Lebiya, maybe is not Koina. By Chayvei Lavin, let's say a Koin marries a Grusha, the Chupa is Koina, and the Koin can be Mefer the Nedarim, all by himself. Even though it's Beisur, he has to get divorced, he's not allowed to remain married to her. Because Kedusha Natovsim, a Chayvei Lavin, that's not a suffix. But by a Nido should have been an Kedusha Tovsim. Because it's really a rise, it's an exception to the rule. Learned that from a pasuk, "Usehi nidasa olav afila b'shas nidasa yesh bo havaya kiddushin atofsin." So that's the shaila. The Gemara had a suffix. Maybe kiddushin atofsin, maybe nisuin anatofsin. That was the Gemara suffix. So the Rambam quotes that suffix. So according to the Rambam, we understand very well why pirsa nidi you don't go through with the chuppah. Here it's talking, she already was Arusa from a year ago. She already was Arusa. The Rama writes, if she's a Nida, it's also Lechatchila to be Mekadoshar. Yeah, we're not talking about over here. We're already talking, she already is an Arusa from a year ago. So, to be Mekadoshar girl who's a Nida is either a Gzera Derabon according to the Magen Mishnah or a real Issa Derais according to the Minchas Chinuch. But to do the Nisuin on a girl who's a Nida, so the Rambam learned that was an Ibayid Lev Shita, that's a Sveikir Adina, whether the Nisuin Achala or not. So of course you shouldn't do the Nisuin on Pirsa Nida. The Ran disagrees with the Rambam. The Ran says, no, that Kiddushin Atovsin and Nisuin Atovsin, everything is Taifa. So you can do Nisuin on a Nida also. It's just that it's uncomfortable. You're going to have Hu Yoshim Beit HaNoshim, Ishti Yishena Beit HaNoshim, before Bi Rishayna. There's an Issa Yichud, also the Hisyachid in Ishti Nida.
If man is in
the suin,
then you have to know if she was a
nida
or not, according to this. You couldn't say that so automatically.
Right, that's what the Gemara says. If Pirsa Nida, so that's the whole discussion in the Gemara, if Pirsa Nida and the Hagos Hazman took place already.
And
But she's a nida, he can't. So the Gemara says they're not going to do the nisuin now. So the Gemara had two versions: whether he's chaybim is an iser or not. Maybe the only time it's not chaybim is an iser is if he gias man and it's not yet Wednesday. So that's his onus b'takonas chachamim, because a chachamim and a takona, the nisuin should always be done on the Tuesday night, the Wednesday, and it's a few days before. So that's onus b'takonas chachamim. What if he's onus because she's a nida? Either means al pidin, you're not supposed to do the chuppah, it's going to be uncomfortable. That's why. So that was a discussion in the Gemara. Whether any oinus is not called hagoas hazman, or only oinus b'takonas chachamim if it's igi hazman and it's not Wednesday. So the Gemara had two lashonos about that. Fine. Then the Gemara on the base, around 15 lines from the top, the Gemara has two dots. And the Gemara starts a new topic. Amar Rava Linya Git Nein Okein. It goes from Amar Rava till around 10 lines from the bottom of Gimel Amar Aleph. The two Lashonis of Rava. The first Lashon of Rava was, a man gives a get to his wife Ala Tanai, and then the Tanai becomes fulfilled, but it was Machmas Oynes. Let's say like this: the husband is always leaving his wife. He's always running away on business. Always running to South Carolina, to Maine, to California. He's never home. The wife says, "What kind of a marriage is this? I want to marry someone. I want to marry a husband who's going to be home." And he says, "Sweetie, I'm not going to go for more than a week. If I don't come back within a week, I raise a gittach." He gives a gittach. I raise a gittach if I don't come back within a week. And then it turns out there's an airline strike. He calls her on the phone. He says, "I'm ready to come back, ready." He did business one day, wants to come back the next day. Then there's an airline strike for 2 weeks, and he can't come back. He's not going to drive. He's not going to drive from Mexico. He's going to drive back to New York. So that's a shaila. He gave her a get. I raise a get if I don't come back by Shabbos. Then he didn't come back from Shabbos, but it wasn't his fault. Everybody knows about it. It was an airline strike. So is Kiyamat Tanai, so Min HaTorah, if the Kiyamat Tanai took place by Ines, so we say that that get is not a valid get. Kiyamat Tanai by Ines doesn't count. And Midrabanan, those are the two Lashonis. So the first Lashon of Rava was Linya Git Neinu Kein. This is on base, on the base, you have around 15, 20 lines from the top. The two words in the beginning of the line are Sefer Bidditi. Then it says Omar Rav. You have two dots. Then it says Omar Rav. Then you get Neinukein. On base. If the get was given ala Tanai, and the Kiyamat Tanai took place by Oynes, so Rav says Min HaTorah Oynes cancels the Kiyamat Tanai. And with the Rabbanon, they made a takana the Rabbanon that the get is good even though the Kiyamat Tanai was by Oynes. That's the first Loshen. Then the Gemara has Ika the Amri. Is 10 lines from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, and it says Ikad Yamri Amar Rava. The second version, Chen Yine Gitten Amukasav Rava Yesh Tainus Einus Begitten. That Kiyam Atanai Bainus does not count. That you leave it on a Din Daraisa, you never change the Din Darabanan, and that goes all the way up until 10 lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Shmuel Bayisol the Shana Ela B'Takanas Ezmeviel. So these are the two the Shainus and Rava. The second Loshen is the Din Daraisa. That everyone agrees to that. The Menat Torah. Yesh Tainus Einus Begit. If the Kiyamat Tanai was Matnas Einus, it doesn't count. And the two versions are, did the Chachamim make a Takana? Did Rava make a Takana that Avkir Abban al-Kiddush Minei, that even if the Kiyamat Tanai was Ba'inus, I mean, HaTorah, it doesn't count, did he make a Takana that the get should be good Medir Abban? So that's, and then Tosis has a discussion. Ika the Amri, and Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a discussion. How should we paskin? Which Loshen Ligmar should we accept? How do we paskin on this issue? Why is it that Min HaTorah, the Kiyamat Tanai Ba'enis is not valid? Why is that so? Kiyamat Tanai Ba'enis is not valid. So Rashi writes, four lines from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, but the writes, Lo Habigit, why not? Shemotzin Tainus Einus Min HaTorah Shenemar, Dvarim Chag Beis, Velanar Ela Sasadom. Rashi invokes the pasuk "V'lanar elasasa dover." That's interesting. Why did Rashi have to say like that? You should have said "Pashut." Just like we have a klal b'nedarim halacha chalosha meriyagim. Person takes a neder or a shvua. So what was included, what was not included, depends on how people speak. Whatever is included in Losh Meriyadim is whatever that terminology means, that's included. So the same is true regarding not only Benedorim and Shvuas Alocha Chalosh Meriyadim. Gemara says in Masech Zedam, you write a document and it's unclear how to read it. So it depends on Losh Meriyadim. What did people mean with this Loshim? So here also, B'Tanai, also Alocha Chalosh Meriyadim. A man gives a get Allah Tanai. So what did he mean by the Tanai? So the wife is angry, she screams at him, you keep on leaving me, you're more interested in making money than spending time with me. I want a husband who's going to spend time with the wife. He's taken off already. Right after Abdullah, he's taken off on business. He's gone to Puerto Rico on business. So the wife says, you're never here. So he says, I'm going to come home by Shabbos. If I don't come home by Shabbos, I raise a gittach. He can go marry someone else. Then he doesn't come home on Shabbos. But there was an airline strike, and he called her up right away. He did the business on Puerto Rico. He finished the business on Sunday night. He says, I'm coming home tomorrow morning. I'm taking the next plane. And then there's an airline strike, and he can't come home for Shabbos. So, b'nedarim halacha chalosha meriyadim, b'tanai halacha chalosha meriyadim. He meant, if I will neglect you, if I won't show that I love you, your complaint is that I never spend any time with you. I'm not interested in you. I'm more interested in money than in you. He says, no, I love you, I want to come home, but there's an airline strike, I can't get back. So he never meant that. So that's what they ask, why did Rashi have to come on to quote the pasuk, V'lanayra l'sasadav, l'anayra l'sasadav, it tells you that the girl doesn't get einish misa. You don't give an einish malchus, a misa, whenever the adair was done by einish. Someone raped an einish ish. So kibasada mitzoa tzalka anayra hamarasav emoshiyalo. So it says, well, now with a sasa dover, you don't give an oynish. What do you need a gzeres al kosher? You should just say poshut. Gemachta tonight, but tonight, halacha achal lashem eriyadim. Lashem eriyadim means if I'll be negligent, then I won't come back by Shabbos. But he's not negligent. So it's obvious that that's not what he meant. Right. There is a called Dvarim Shebelev Ein Advarim, but the Rishonim all say, if Dvarim Shebelev Ein Advarim, it's an umdeh nemuchach, then have a dvarm. That's the Rashba, and that Gemara and Kiddush, and that Memtes. The dvarm shebelev belev kolon, that's an umdin in the Muchach, have a dvarm. So everybody knows what the Tanai meant. The wife is upset. She doesn't have a husband. Husband says, I love you. I'm coming home right after I take care of the business. I'll spend the whole week with you. And then his owner said, can't come back. So it's self-understood. So what did Rashi have to come to quote a pasuk for? So that's, we'll have to talk about that. Rabbi Baruch Be'er discusses that. Rabbi Nezer discusses that. Abnezer has daf al daf on Ksubis at the end of Chelik Beis Abnezer. He has an orus on the Mesichta. So some of them are very good on this Tosfos. Ikad Yamri, he has a very good horror with this. Why do you need the two reasons? Rashi quotes the pasuk and then there's the svara. Just like in the dorm halocha achalosh meriyadim. So to understand what the Tanai meant, also halocha achalosh meriyadim. What did he mean? What did he need? What did he need two different reasons? Okay.
Rashi is quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says,
when I was asked about Darim,
Darim.
Yeah, correct. Rashi is quoting the Gemara. Gemara Darim says, a man said something ala Tanai, and the Kiyam Atai took place by Inus. So the Gemara quotes, well, I'm not with us asked about. So Rashi is innocent. Right. The Gemara there is not talking about a get. It's talking about a different Tanai. The guy says he's making Hardos Baldin that any stories that he brings after a certain date will be null and void. And he's not able to bring the story after that day because an einus came up. An einus came up. It's not his fault. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here.